Hey there, everybody. I just wanted to take a quick second and let you guys know that we have started our playthrough of Cyberpunk Red. So if you have not heard yet, we did our session zero Friday, and we have uploaded it to YouTube. So make sure to head over there and check that out. The audio version of it should be out later this week if I get it done. But please, if you are interested in that, please go check out our new series, Chrome Trigger Run. And please, enjoy episode 119. I don't know if I've ever said this on air, but I love a good conspiracy theory. I think they're all stupid. But I gotta say, there's some pretty funny ones out there. For example, the fact that literally all of physics exists and people still think that the Earth is flat is just some of the funniest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
No, man, it's a conspiracy from GoPro.
Isn't part of flat Earth also that, like, all the governments of the world are defending the North Pole?
There's something really? About that from what I've seen on TikTok, because that's where I see a lot of the stuff. TikTok, for all your conspiracy theory needs.
So not only do they believe that the Earth is flat, but they also believe that all world governments are working together.
That's probably in there, but from what I've seen, the consensus is that there's a giant ice wall, and there's a utopia on the outside of that ice wall.
Yep.
And so, you know, and that's where all the rich people go to live. So if you can get there, you can live with them.
Awesome.
It's so funny.
Our followers, be the first. Just go over there.
Just get over there. Yeah, if you are living in that utopia, tell us.
Lead us to paradise.
Fuck Area 51. Let's charge the ice wall.
Charge the ice wall.
like the wild wings.
Ding in a note. I heard an interesting one recently that almost all mattress supply stores are like drug fronts, because there are mattress stores everywhere and never see anybody go in them.
That's a pretty good one. I
That is
like mattress warehouse. When's the last time you even thought about going into a mattress warehouse?
I think there's a real conspiracy theory that Long John Silver's is a giant front for something. Because like, who the hell eats at Long John Silver's?
I did.
He's the one that's
part of it.
Yeah, I like don't know anybody except for I guess John.
Yeah, it was like we loved going to Long John Silver's when we were kids.
I don't think I've ever eaten there. I just the idea of fish at a fast food restaurant just does not appeal.
Yeah,
I completely get it.
Is it good?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's probably not as good as I remember, but also stay away from their crab cakes.
I know this is an audio medium, but quotes, crab cakes.
Yeah. There was some emphasis on that, yeah.
They are Maryland snobs.
Maryland style crab cakes of Long John Silver's.
Oh, I hate when they say, I hate when it's Maryland style crab cakes. Makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, because
like, oh, cool. I know this is definitely not Maryland style now.
There's not a guy on the East Coast that made this. Funny story related to this. My grandmother's from Ohio, and so when she moved over here to marry my grandfather and all that, and she would go home, her family would call her and be like, "Before you come, can you bring crabs?"
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She's like, "Sure."
Let's see. So for conspiracy theories, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence with one of them, which is that Mount Rushmore is holding some sort of secret facility inside the head.
Oh, that's a cool one.
That started from... I mean, it's been a while, because actually there is a room in the head of, I think, Lincoln. But it's very small. Like, it's a tiny little room. But I think it was originally constructed and supposed to be, like, a vault that was supposed to have a bunch of shit. But just never finished. But I like the idea that there is like a secret facility in Mount Rushmore, because otherwise, what's the point of defacing an entire mountain range like that?
It's the most exclusive Long John Silvers in the world.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, it's just like, and I think I just remembered it again, too, by watching National Treasure, because that was, I think, the plot of National Treasure 2.
Oh, right.
Oh, man, yeah.
Where Nick Cage goes into Mount Rushmore to find a secret treasure vault.
It's definitely not about, you know, colonizers defacing important monuments to Native Americans.
Nah.
Tim, it's a conspiracy theory, okay? Everything's a conspiracy.
Having a giant hidden vault is a way easier story to swallow than the real one.
Yeah.
That's the interesting part about conspiracy theories is, yeah, sometimes the real answer is harder to swallow than the conspiracy theory, and hence why they're born.
Right. It's like, no, that would make America look bad. Well, we're not perfect.
Like, it's an uncomfortable truth that people go to Long John Silver's and enjoy the food.
I know. It's crazy.
I totally get it.
Tim, have you ever seen someone in a Long John Silver's? John could be an agent.
Oh my gosh. John's an agent.
They plant Long John Silver goers all over the place just for instances like this.
A couple seconds, you're going to see a red dot appear in Tim's head.
Tim, I found all these photos of Long John Silver's, and it's only John in each of them. All across the country.
All right, all the geolocations are all over the United States.
The last millennial has been compromised.
I know, right? He's a quadruple agent. conspiracy.
I
feel like people are taking mine. You go, Kelly.
I love birds are robots.
Oh yeah, birds are real.
Birds aren't real.
Yeah, that's a good amazing.
One. Birds aren't real. The Queen of England didn't exist.
Birds aren't real. Got like a whole following, to the point of where there was like a group. There was like people in government that were like, "Are there people who actually believe the birds aren't real?"
At this point, there probably is.
Somebody who didn't get the joke about it. They were like, "Oh my god, I see it."
See that pigeon out there? Robot agent.
He's trying to steal my precious metals.
That's what the crows are for.
Wait, is that like commercial, that like Salesforce commercial, whatever, where like the birds are actually robots? Is that like a play on that?
I mean, it sounds like it. Yeah. I've not seen this commercial, but I think
I just never understood it. I was like, okay, the bird is a robot, whatever.
That's the kind of thing too, where like you see the commercial, and then there's people on TikTok again who would just be like, "They're putting it right in front of us." It kills me every single time.
All right, since no one said, I'll just go for the lowest of all low hanging fruit of conspiracies.
Go on.
Aliens are real.
There we go.
Aliens That's a good. Are real.
There was something recently where I don't remember where it was, but they were like 8 foot tall gray person seen at mall, and like there was a bunch of like police officers and like really low quality footage, and it was like no, there was like a big thing happening. There was like some shootout or something like that, like criminal like gang activity or something, and then they're like, yeah, but there's no footage of the aliens. Like, well, yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't there.
Right. because if it was what I remember, and there was actually like a shootout or something like that, it's like, nobody's going to sit around and take a photo of it.
Right.
All you saw was like police, you know, police cameras or whatever.
It was
like,
if there was actually an alien, there would be one dumb redneck just running through the mall with his phone.
Yeah. I got him right here. It's an alien.
John, that's generous. He would have his gun with him, too.
Right. Yeah.
The first thing is to do was shoot those aliens.
It wasn't an actual shootout. It was just a dude running through the mall with a gun in his phone, trying to find the alien.
It was a mall in Miami. Here it is.
That's a lot. That makes sense.
It makes sense now, yeah. Miami police dispel rumors of an alien at a shopping mall.
It was just a guy on bath salts. It's fine.
It's even worse.
Yeah, very. It's very funny when something very, very simple comes up, and then all of a sudden people are making wild, wild ideas about it. And I'm just like, guys, it's not that complicated.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that, sometimes it's nothing at all. You're just drawing lines. Sorry.
I remember one funny one. It's like a joke conspiracy theory, but it's like Wyoming doesn't actually exist.
Oh, that's a funny one. Yeah.
Have you ever actually met anyone from Wyoming?
I actually have.
Are you sure?
Tim's in on it.
My grandfather drove through Wyoming once for on a hunting trip. He was just like, he's like, it's nothing but cornfields. I don't even think I saw a house the entire time.
Well, that's good. As long as you just kept driving, because you don't want to pick up the corn man.
Corn man.
Corn man.
The well-known cryptid, the corn man.
I mean, probably he's there. You don't want to mess with him.
Nope. Don't mess with the corn man.
Oh, man, don't get me on cryptids. I love those things.
But those are real, so that's why we didn't include them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. We can talk about favorite cryptids next time.
We got to protect the identity of all these cryptids.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's why we don't call them by their real names.
Biggest, if you biggest Whitakus.
You know who you are out there, Joseph.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry, it won't make it through the edit.
Yeah, cut here for edit.
Radio edit.
I have a watermark that I put in. Radio watermark. Oh my
God. It's like, what if you actually like bleeped it out and our listeners would never know what you just talked about? Saying this right now, they're like, what did he say?
What did he say? Man, I have so much power as the editor, and I have yet to use it because I don't know. I feel like they should be in on the joke, our listeners, but I don't know. I could do something funny. Well, the reason why I want to talk about conspiracy theories is because I want you guys to get in the mindset of what you walked into last time. Because after defeating wholeheartedly, and almost comedically, the Scarlet Triad members that were that were supposed to be a decent fight, you guys just smacked them. To the point where Kezra straight up took a break at the last two rounds of the combat.
Yeah,
always a good combat when somebody can just go. They're fine.
I don't need to play this round.
No,
I'm taking a round off.
I don't even need to cast a cantrip.
Gonna eat this subpar Reuben and leftover ale like I'm an alcoholic at a bar.
I mean, it is Kezra. He's not an adventurer. He is kind of an alcoholic.
Reuben's a Reuben. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
Reuben is a Reuben.
But as you guys walked into this last room, you all buffed up, and I said the door was locked. And Grimshaw actually took out his skeleton key item that he had, and he unlocked it. And you walked into the room, and you saw someone that Grimshaw knows, which is this man by the name of High Enchanter Malus. Malus is played by Adam Driver, and he is sitting on the floor in a cage.
I feel like that makes it even more complicated, because the actor you chose, it makes it worse, Jake.
What's funny is that sometimes I will just choose an actor based on like who I would find like interesting, but sometimes I just choose it based on the art, and this time it was kind of both.
Does he have a lightsaber?
No lightsaber to be seen.
That's good.
No posters of granddad's favorite grandson. None of that stuff. Sure. But let me get the photo for you. Here we go. He's not wearing those clothes. He's wearing rags. He's just sitting on the floor of this cage, and as you walk in, he's just like, Grimshaw. You made it.
All right, before real time starts ticking away, because I only have a limited amount of time for like all the spells that we cast on each other.
Yep.
Can we see the map? Can you guys see it?
Part of the room.
I don't see anything.
Yeah, the room's like V'd off, so we can't see the whole room.
V'd off.
I see absolutely
nothing. Let me refresh.
I can see.
Oh wait, hold on.
I can see him. I see the table and the bookshelf on the left. But
okay, so this is all dynamic lighting, so that's why.
Yeah,
so
that's why.
You don't. Yeah, it's dark in here.
Yeah, so Grimshaw, you should be able to see the whole room. Benson, Kezra, and Elkwood, as you're behind him, you should just kind of see, like, the field of view that the light would give you. I don't know if you guys are able to see that, but there is light in the room, so...
I just have a black screen.
You just have a black screen?
Just completely black. I've refreshed.
Hmm.
But everyone else can see it, so it's a me problem.
Yeah, it is a you problem.
Well, what I'd like to do is, without even saying a word to him, I want to rush over to the next door and open it up. Because he's not going anywhere. He's in a cage.
So you do that, and he, as you go running over to the door, he just goes, no, wait. You go open up the door?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to move you, and I'm going to see if you can actually see anything.
Oh, that's interesting.
What do you see?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought it was more interesting than nothing. But
that's Tim going, what? I don't see anything. Oh, that's interesting.
You open up the door, and you see the room that High Enchanter Malus usually would sleep in. It's sort of just a writing desk and a bed and a chest and nice carpet that, you know, you got from somewhere. And you see a woman who just stood up from the desk there.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and reveal her token. Hold on. Make sure I do this correctly.
Ah.
Okay. All right. So you see her. She is standing as she just stood up from the desk, and she looks like she was walking over to the door. And she just goes, "Oh,
it appears we have visitors. And who might you be to barge in here so rudely?"
"I'm the last person you'll ever meet, because I'm the bringer of your death."
"'Tis quite rude. Might I know what sort of charge you have?"
"This whole place is littered with undead, and you stink of necromancy."
"Your nose must be failing you, my friend, because it is not I who did those things. But regardless, you will end up the same as them."
And I need you all to roll initiative.
Like, it wasn't me. "But you will end up there." "No, you did it."
Okay, I'm happy, but also a little upset that I keep doing this, because this is the second combat in a row I've rolled a natural 20 for initiative.
Hey!
Wow, nice.
Pretty solid.
Okay, so I'm going to roll for her. Let me go ahead and roll here. Let me see what this does. Okay. Let me go around the room now. Kezra, what'd you get?
24.
Not bad. Elkwood?
32 for stealth.
Ooh.
Okay. Grimshaw.
32.
Oh.
But Elkwood goes first.
Yes. And Benson, what did you get?
Well, I'm not rolling with intimidation, so I'm just using my perception. That makes that a 35.
Damn. All right, and then let me roll for her as well. 1 second. Alright, she rolled pretty good. Okay. Alrighty then. So she is going to go first.
Whoa.
Boo. Oh,
and she is going to step up, so that way she has vision of... she's got vision of all of you, I think, here. Elkwood, you're a little bit behind the door.
Mm-hmm.
But what she does is that as she steps up, her eyes begin to glow, and her entire body begins to transform and shift and morph, and she has the same clothes on as the Osirian clothes, except her head is now the head of a boar.
Ooh.
And I need you all to roll a will save.
Oh, fuck.
Pretty happy with that.
Will save. Tweener.
Alright, I'm gonna go front to back here as who would be affected. So, Grimshaw, what did you get?
I got a 26.
That is a fail.
Yep. Great. Terrible roll.
And Benson, what'd you get?
30.
30, that is a success.
Nice.
Kezra, what'd you get?
I think I'm gonna have to roll, use that hero point.
Wait 1 second. What is your alignment?
Chaotic neutral.
Okay, yep. Yeah, go ahead and roll.
I'm gonna use my hero point. Because
use a hero point from last time?
Yeah. Kezra, I don't know what's going on, but I rolled a natural 3, and I'm scared of that one. Oh, great. I rolled another natural 3.
What a hero point.
Wow. Okay. 19.
19. That is a critical failure.
Damn.
Oh, fuck.
And Elkwood, what'd you get?
27.
That is a failure.
Great.
So what happens is that, let me reveal the creature, and I want you to suspend belief because the head of the creature is not the same. But this is what, let me delete her and then move the actual token up.
Yep, this is exactly what I was afraid of.
As this is sort of what you see with a boar head instead of a tiger head.
Mm-hmm.
And as she has transformed, this emanation comes out from her, and you all have something called disturbing visions. The creature's eyes flash green as it projects a telepathic wave. All creatures in the area are assailed by visions of evil decadence from one of this creature's past lives. So you see all of these images flowing in and out of just these horrible things that this person has done. All of you need to make a will save or become sickened 1 on a failure, or sickened 1 and stunned 1 on a critical failure.
Oh, that's awful.
And then I'm going to roll a D4 for you guys so that we know how long they last. One round.
Okay. It's not terrible.
No. This was my favorite creature in one of our banters we did.
Wait, these conditions only last for one round?
The visions last 1d4 rounds. I rolled a 1. And while they do, okay, all right. So that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter there. So yeah. So they only last for one round. That is what she does. She stepped up. She transformed, and then she shot visions of horrible, evil things that she has done in her past lives.
Mm.
So it looks like you're seeing like ages go by of just like her just like ripping people's guts out and like tearing people in half and like gouging people's eyes out. Just ages and ages of it. So that was that. Let's go to next in the turn, Sir Benson Black.
Can I even get to this thing?
Grimshaw is in the way as they're sort of in the doorway.
Just shove him out of the way.
Just
wait, fuck out of here.
I can't see your token anymore. Can you guys see your token?
Yeah.
What the heck? What is going on? I switched browsers. I can see the map, but now I can't see her token.
You can't see her token?
No.
I think Grimshaw's been playing with the timeline too much.
Oh gosh, I guess I have. What the heck?
I can try to... All right, let's keep recording. I just want to try to figure this out. All right, so you can't see her token?
No, but everyone else can.
Yeah. Let me...
And she should be just right in front of me.
Yeah, she's right. Let me toggle visibility in the encounter, and then I'm going to hide her, and then I'm going to unhide her.
Okay. Oh, I see her now.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
She's just standing there. Menacingly.
Menacingly. Okay. All right, well, we solved that problem pretty fast.
Yeah.
Just toggle, hide, and unhide. Foundry tips.
That's all it is. Foundry tips with Jake. Okay, so, Benson, it is your turn. You could get up to her. She would just get some cover from the doorway. So that is up to you.
Okay, fine. Go up and I will swing for the fences. This dice seems to be rolling pretty hot for me right now.
Yep.
Oh, said it too soon. Something tells me a 21 is not going to hit her.
Nope, it certainly is not.
All right, might as well try again. Not terrible, but that would be a 27.
That is a miss.
All right, well, dynamite turn from Benson.
Okay. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. Elkwood is going to enter the room. Is the table completely cluttered?
Yeah, there's a lot of alchemical reagents and tools on it. It looks like there's, like, percolating liquids on top, too.
You just don't kick all of it off. He's just gonna tip the table on top of this guy.
Do you have any idea how much glassware is?
That's true.
They have to be custom made. What's wrong with you?
Kevin's like, oh man, that was valuable.
Yeah, he's actually gonna move right here behind, and one action hunt move there, one action hunt prey, and just for the god, this is gonna be a long shot. He's going to throw the star knife.
Alrighty.
From this angle.
Which... Okay. So she will get some cover, just because of Benson, Grimshaw, and the doorway. But yeah,
but so. I mean, I can't get close anyway. So
no. Yeah.
32 to hit.
32. That is exactly a hit.
Sweet. All right. I wasn't expecting that. Damage. 16 points of damage.
Okay.
And cold iron, if that does anything.
Let me see. Does not seem to. Seem normal effect.
Okay. Man, I didn't know.
No, of course. Yeah, always try. Always try. Okay. Next is Grimshaw. It is your turn.
I'm going to gamble.
I'm going to gamble.
I'm going to try to feint her using my deception. Nat 20!
Let's go. Oh my god, okay. All
so
right.
She is flat-footed only to me until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter where she moves or in this room. Flat-footed, baby.
She's flat-footed, okay.
And now I'm going to roll to strike out with the Morningstar, Milani.
Okay.
Ooh, pretty dang good with a 33.
33, that'll be a hit.
Excellent. Not bad for damage, so 15 points of damage.
Okay.
And with my last action, I'm going to raise my shield. And because I was only sick in one for one round, my sickened goes away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Is sicken the one that you have to retch for that?
You said sicken for one round.
Oh, yeah. It says, the vision lasts... Well, the vision's last 1d4 rounds.
Oh, I would have to retch to get rid of the sickened condition.
This is interesting. Yeah, go ahead and roll anyway. It's a 42 save against the DC, so you're probably pretty set, but... Okay. Yeah, because it says that the visions last 1d4 rounds, which makes me think that you couldn't, that you will continuously be sickened.
Okay. Well, in that case, then I'm not going to raise my shield, and I'll just roll the sickened to retch.
Got it.
Fortitude save. Yikes. 20, 25.
25. Oh, that's a failure, unfortunately. Oof.
All right.
All right.
Don't blow up hard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
Just call it in your throat. Just really try.
High Enchanter Malus, he's in the cage and he just goes, "Please, please run. Yeah, you have to get out of here. She's too dangerous, Grimshaw. Take your friends and leave."
What's going on here? What's with all the undead?
I don't know. She's done horrible things. That is all he's going to do on his turn. Kesra, it is your turn.
Yeah, I am stunned, so that isn't great. Is this person still standing in the doorway?
The Assyrian woman is standing in the doorway.
Right here?
Yes.
So weird, I can't see her anymore.
That's interesting.
Crap.
Oh, wait. Hmm. I don't know. So she's standing directly in front of Grimshaw, so...
Okay.
Conspiracy theory. she actually isn't real.
She's not real at all.
she's not real.
She's in Grimshaw's mind. Like, you guys just... Grimshaw has absolutely lost it. He's leaving his friend in a cage. He's swiping at specters in the doorway.
God, what's that creature called? I think it's called a brain child or something like that. It's basically like if you think of it or rumors get strong enough, they create a creature.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, what was it? It was called like a mind hydra or something like that, if I remember correctly. God, yeah.
This is what this is. Grimshaw is just like, oh my god, we gotta kill her. And we're like, what?
What are you talking about?
Alright, so Kesra is stunned and sick. So he is going to summon his claws, and then he is going to retch with his last action.
Okay.
Another natural 3. Awesome.
Oh, sorry. Right.
No.
Okay. Hicks is going to...
I can taste the egger and it just won't leave.
Okay, it comes to her turn. She is going to... she's going to cast a spell in the center of the room.
Why don't I have attack of opportunity?
Take this! Mortal weaklings! Boom! As she casts Shadow Blast. So, directly in the center of the room, I need everybody to make a... let me see... What do I want to do here? I'm just going to make it Sonic, I think. I feel like that's a pretty good one.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's acid, bludgeoning, cold, electricity, fire, force. Oh, force. Now force is fun. Maybe bludgeoning would be fun. I kind of like that. It, like, crushes you guys. Anyway, go ahead and roll a dexterity saving throw. I know, right?
Get that shit out of here. Saver.
I know, right? I haven't played 5e in so long. I don't know why I said that. Reflex save.
Keeps fucking dispersing.
Exactly. Alright, let's see. I'm gonna go ahead and roll the damage. Alright. I have the damage here. Grimshaw, what'd you get?
33.
That is a success.
Yay.
So you will take 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
As you just feel this like crushing weight, just boom.
Mm.
Benson.
Natural 20.
Oh,
you somehow put your shield up?
Yeah.
Kezer.
31,
a success. So you take 12. And Elkwood.
34.
Ready for as a success.
So great success, so I don't take jack shit.
You don't take anything.
Get the hell out of here.
Okay, so in that case, she is going to... she's going to slash out with her claw. So she's got these, like, gnarly, like, furred claws on the ends of her arms. So she's going to strike out with her claw against you, Grimshaw.
Mm-hmm.
38 to hit.
Yeah.
That is going to be 17 points of slashing damage.
It's actually going to be 14 points of slashing damage, unless old Benson wants to use a reaction.
Benson's using a reaction.
So enough. It's going to be 2 points of damage.
And that is 34.
34, that is a hit against her.
I just love, like, the thought of, like, Benson's sword just intercepting most of this blow and turning it back on her. Like, right. So cool.
Yeah, that was only 10 damage, though. Real crappy
only
roll.
10 damage.
Hey, it went from 17 points of damage to 2.
Right.
Like, that's huge.
Oh, that was with the stone skin, right?
I don't have stone skin. I have resistance to slashing, plus 3.
Oh, but I also gave you stone skin.
I thought you gave Benson
stone skin.
You gave
me stone skin.
Oh, did I give you haste?
I got haste. I forgot to use my haste action last turn, but it's okay.
Okay.
Well, still bad.
Okay. Do. Well, you could have used that to raise your shield, so I guess you could have.
But it wouldn't have made a difference. She still would have hit me.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay,
I already thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it had been a 31 to hit, I'd been like, Jake!
please.
Okay. Benson, it is your turn.
All right. Swinging for the fences. That was another natural 20.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
This cannot be stopped.
Imagine if all three of these had been attacks.
Benson is...
Yeah, your background's obscuring it, John.
Oh, well, I'll take a picture and send it to Discord if you want.
Good job.
Okay.
Wow. What do you got, Kel?
Oh, yeah, the card.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Kel.
Kel, come on. I can't believe I forgot.
Quadruple centuple damage.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Sliced hand. This is cool because it's a spellcaster. Normal damage. Mm-hmm. But until healed, the target is enfeebled one, clumsy one, and can't use one of its hands.
Whoa.
Okay.
Until healed, enfeebled and clumsy, and is now down a hand.
Whoa.
Gotcha. That's pretty...
You said regular damage, though?
It's normal damage, but that's a pretty damn good crit.
My God.
That is a good one, yeah.
I rolled critical damage. It was 38, so I was excited. 16 points of damage.
That's 16. That's not bad, though.
She basically, like, chopped most of her fingers off on one hand.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's like, ah!
How does that mess with spellcaster?
I mean, she's got two hands, so.
Yeah.
If you just see the other one, I'll give you that. But
28 for the second attack.
That will be a miss.
Okay. Final one, just for the fuck of it.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, hold on. Okay, she's clumsy one, so it's a -1 to AC. Because of your critical specialization with your longs, with your sword class,
oh,
she's
the sword,
flat-footed.
It would be flat-footed, but she has cover because of the door.
Yeah.
So.
Dang it.
Unfortunately, I think it misses by one. Anyway.
And then last attack's a miss anyway, so.
Miss anyway, okay. Right. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. Elkwood, he actually is going to retch as his first action because he forgot to do that.
Okay.
So that's a 30. 4-2.
30 against the yes, that okay. that would be a success.
Nice. So
he vomits something. bile. Just bile. Reuben. Just a whole Reuben. Just
a whole Reuben.
He's like,
oh. Chewed up.
And this room is about to smell like hot, sticky, half-digested corned beef.
Oh. And ale. So, just like a normal bar.
Yes.
Just like a normal bar.
So he is going to take the last two actions to do his Hunter's Aim on this. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Doesn't Hunter's Aim ignore cover?
No.
It ignores concealment.
Concealment. I always get that confused.
I know.
Eventually, I can't get it to...
I think in the
remaster?
The remaster, they added cover as well. But I think it was soft.
Oh, wow.
I think it was soft cover, yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to use a hero point on that because that was a natural one. One of my two hero points, so I still have one left. But let's try that again. I have to roll better. That's a 30 exactly.
30 exactly. That is... Oh,
wait, 32 because adding plus two. So
Oh, right. Okay. Then that will be a hit, though.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. So, I forgot to add these things, so let me just make sure. So, she was clumsy one and enfeebled one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Clumsy one. Enfeebled one. Until healed and all that stuff. Okay, so... So that only brings her AC down by one,
mm-hmm.
cover plus two, but you said 32?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that does hit.
Nice.
Yeah, one thing the app doesn't do is, like, it will just do my highest thing, but it doesn't add the plus two immediately.
Mm.
So, yeah.
15 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, he has no idea what the hell this thing is. This boar-headed creature. He's honestly reminded of that jackal in the Mwangi.
Yeah.
Oh, the
the hyena-headed guy that like had his human head and then.
Oh man, I forgot what that thing was called. That thing was trying to eat an angel. So,
mm-hmm.
This thing is somehow just as evil. Whether or not they're related, you don't know. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Alright, first action, Wretch.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna have this forever.
Oh, no.
That's a 26. I'm assuming is a fail. I'm just gonna keep going with whatever I was gonna do, which was next action is a strike.
Okay.
And because she's flat-footed still.
Mm-hmm.
Crack die. Come on. And a miss. And then with my last two actions, because I'm hasted, so I use my hasted action to attack, I'm going to do a little spell called Chill Touch. So please make me a fortitude save.
Alrighty. 34.
Okay, so half damage.
Alright.
We love half damage. That is 5d4. Fifteen halved is 7 points of damage. Wow.
Wow.
I turned a complete failure of return and did a little bit.
okay. Is that the end of your turn?
That's it.
Okay. Wait, did you use your hasted action?
I did, yes. Actually, okay. I struck with that one.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, just want to make sure.
Thank you.
Malus continues to beg. Please.
How did you get in there?
She trapped me in here. She's been bringing us, bringing the rest of us down here and killing them all.
Still not answering the question about the undead.
Hezri, your turn. He's begging you to leave. He's not interested in answering questions.
Spend an action to explain yourself.
Right? Three actions.
You get three!
Okay. Kezra will attempt to retch.
Okay.
30.
That is success.
Oh. Alright. And with my last action, two actions, he is going to I'm going to make a cast. I'm going to cast fear. Try to scare this person.
Ah, okay. Do-do-do-do-do. Just let me make sure. I was looking at resistances and stuff like that. Okay. All right, so will save, you said. 35.
All right, regular success.
All right.
You are frightened one.
Frightened one.
Yeah.
They're nothing, to be honest. I mean, so she has what? Clumsy,
enfeebled. Clumsy, enfeebled,
and frightened. And yeah, frightened.
And frightened.
Yeah.
Debuff.
And frightened is the worst, man. And everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time I put it on, it's just like red numbers all over the place. All right. And is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay. It comes to her turn now. She is going to cast a spell on herself. She is now blurred. So that happens.
Blurred, baby, blurred.
Blurred, baby, blurred. And then she's going to try and strike out at you, Grimshaw, again with her claw.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, this time.
The other claw.
Gosh, she grabs the one claw that's or the one hand that's three of her claws are missing. She goes, "Ah, you fools!" And she goes to strike out with the other claw instead. Let's see.
I don't have my reaction back yet.
Don't have a reaction. Okay,
it has to come to my turn.
All right, Grimshaw, that is going to be a 39 to hit you.
39.
Yes.
That is barely not a crit. Barely.
That's good.
Are you
that's
sure she doesn't have a plus one somewhere?
She's got minus ones, which is why it was not a crit.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. All right.
Say thank you to Kessler.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Wow, that fear saved my butt.
Yep. That is the clumsy. They don't stack, so...
Right.
Except for when you want to attribute it to.
Yeah.
They don't stack?
No, because in fact, when I did the strike, frightened was frightened is blurred out, meaning that I can't turn it on.
Right.
But clumsy is on, so it shows that they don't stack. Anyway, damage is going to be some more slashing damage. 17 points of slashing damage.
Ooh, consistency. So 14 points of slashing.
Yep.
Got to do better than that.
Okay. Okay. Kessler did that. Okay, so she's going to... Now it's going to be Benson's turn.
Okay, well, Benson's going to do the same thing he's been doing for the last two fucking rounds.
Frighten goes away, by the way.
Yeah.
Now.
It's after her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Benson, have you intimidated her yet?
I have not.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
I'll intimidate.
Get Frighten back on. Yeah,
get that crit.
33. That is a success. So yeah. I shouldn't have taken Frighten off.
Put it back.
Just making you do more work.
Pretty middling roll, but Benson's pretty fucking good at this. 31.
That's a hit.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, even with the cover from the doorway.
13 still damage.
Okay.
And I'll actually use Foundry for this roll. 20, that's a miss.
That'll be a miss.
And just gonna see if I can try to get another 20. Natural 20.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yes! Yes!
So,
however...
Wait, yes! Just to be sure, you've frightened... Hit. Oh, this is your second attack?
Yeah.
Third.
This is the third attack. Oh. Third what's the total?
The total's
no, no. Third.
I intimidated, attacked, and this is my second attack.
Oh, your second attack. Your second. Okay, okay, okay. Okay.
Sorry,
I missed that's red. Definitely going to hit that. Yeah, my bad.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So even with the minuses, it's still a...
It should be just a minus 5, so your attack bonus is probably a 14, so 14 plus 20 is like 34.
Yeah, 34.
The math checks out.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, boy, John, nat 20, let's go!
Another nat 20 by John.
Yeah, this has been a crazy night.
I'm gonna ask you to stop doing that.
And that's the thing, John, he destroys combats.
I know.
I have one talent. And a large penis.
So you're getting payback for your normal damage as you have ruptured the abdominal cavity, triple damage, and the target is fatigued.
Oh
no!
This is awesome.
So this is, John is making it freaking rain with these 20s.
Wait, that's not right.
Yeah, minus one status penalty to AC and saving throws.
So go do roll normal damage on and then triple it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
18 times 3, Tim.
They're 54?
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Okay. Alright.
We call that fucking around and finding out.
Split her stomach open.
Ben's like, stop paying attention to Grimshaw.
We didn't do concealment.
Because of blur.
Because of blur.
5%.
It's 5%. So roll for the first.
Yay.
Okay. Alright, that was that one. Did you hit her twice this round?
I did, and I rolled a 12, so.
Perfect.
Okay, alright. Just want to make sure.
That would have been so sad.
Devastated. Yeah. I would have been gutted. I'm like,
shut up, Tim.
I know how you feel, is what you would have said. Alright, is that the end of your turn, John?
Yes, that is the end of my turn.
Okay.
Is it the end of your turn, John?
Thank God. Are you fucking done? Is what I should have said. Elkwood Grim, it's your turn.
Okay, Elkwood. Let's see. So he's going to take another 2 action and just hurl the Star Knife again. I mean, if it ain't broke. Oh my god, 17 on the die though. That'd be 39 to hit.
Oh, whoa!
39, that unfortunately not a crit because of cover.
Oh.
With cover, even with all those minuses?
Even though she's flat, even though she's off guard because of John's crit?
Yes. So here's the thing is that with
some
the.
Some stuff doesn't stack.
A lot of stuff doesn't stack. Like the frightened, enfeebled, and clumsy. Like, I kept putting stuff on her and her AC didn't change.
Okay.
So, like, the status effects are great. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes they don't stack and you're like, god dang it.
I'm disappointed that my night is ruined. let's see. Well, whatever. Damage. 11 points of damage.
Sorry,
concealment. Actually,
I don't think you need to roll it because of Hunter's Aim.
Yeah, Hunter's Aim eliminates that.
Heck yeah.
So, actually, for this purpose, what type of check to identify this creature?
So, you would have to roll, okay, so it would be religion for the baseline.
Whoa.
However, What kind of lures do you have? Let me ask that.
I have acrobatics. No, sorry. crafting.
Does she look acrobatic in any way?
A little bit. Yeah, crafting, nature, occultism, society, survival, thievery. That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, I was looking for like a lure because
besides.
I mean, underworld kind of makes sense with these things.
Underworld. Go ahead and roll underworld. Go and roll it. I don't know if you've been putting points into it, but there's
I don't know what a medic game or anything, but I know what these are.
I know what these are too, but again, another 17 on die. 31.
31. That would be the religion DC too, so
I don't need no fucking religion.
This is, as John, please tell everyone what it is.
This is a Rakshasa, a demon that likes forming mafias.
This is called a Raja Rakshasa. When not disguised as a humanoid, the Raja Rakshasa has the head of an animal, this one the boar. The hands of a Raja Rakshasa are more subtly unsettling, for the fingers of these fiends bend outward away from the palm.
They got backwards hands.
More than any other types of Rakshasa, Rajas scoff at religion. They understand the power of the divine, yet they view themselves as the only things worthy of worship from mortal creatures. Not even their own immortals are deemed deserving of such glorification. So, like, the fiends that are above them, on, like, other planes, they're like, I don't care about them. I didn't care that they made me. No, I deserve all the worship.
Can I add just another fun flavor fact, Jake?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
They love keeping human slaves, not because they just like having humans specifically as slaves. Humans are their favorite food.
Yes.
So they have meal
that
slaves.
Is very true.
So this guy, probably.
So, I'll go in here.
Ate Marvin.
Raja Rakshasas also form close-knit families that work together to bring down mortal cities or to rule them from the shadows within. Such families of Rakshasas are often incorporate other breeds of the fiend, often using something called the Dankshas, As favored servants or stealthy spies, even though a Raja family works together to achieve a shared goal, infighting and treachery among their own is a constant threat. What thing do you want to know? I'll give you one ability here.
Oh God, I feel like we've been like every time we've been hitting, it seems like everything's coming through right.
I was using Foundry and it was not including that, so no. They seem to have some kind of resistance to physical damage.
Mm.
If you would like, do you want to know their weakness? In that case, if you're wondering about that.
Yes.
Yeah, figure out their weakness.
They have a weakness to good. So anything good aligned.
It's a shame we're playing an evil campaign.
Oh, God damn it. okay, so Elkwood figures out all this. And he kind of goes, wow, it's a bleeding rock, Sasha. That's so weird to kind of say in characters. Does anyone have any good damage? Who here is good?
maybe a blessed crossbow bolt.
Champions.
If only we had champions.
If only we had a champion.
So you learn about the horribleness of Raja Rakshasas and their way that they hate divine magic and holiness in general.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of think of it like this in the case of, like, since he's worked in the underworld and stuff like that, probably, like, whispers of being like, oh yeah, like, there's Rakshasa, like, working in a different city and not to do business with them.
And that's the thing too, is that it's not just an illusion, they literally change shape into a humanoid.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can dispel it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's why they're so good at hiding and integrating. So
yeah, kind of like I'm thinking of it kind of like could be an aspect of visiting a different spot. And you could probably see a Rakshasa in like human form, and then there's like a glimmer that you see like the true form for like a split second, and you're like,
did I see something?
Yeah. Like, should I point this out to people?
Right.
They're most commonly depicted as tigers, but they can be any animal.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking, like, even if you knew that, like, would it be good for you to reveal that in front of people because you'd be a target?
Immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they would make you suffer by doing so. Like, they're very, very dangerous, very evil.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that the end of your turn?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
All right. I've had this sicken for long enough. It is time. The Reuben must go.
I keep forgetting that. It's like, oh, yeah.
Okay. 39.
There you go.
39. That's a critical success. Look at you.
Hey.
You puke everything up.
Yep. Reuben just all over the place.
Reubening all over the place.
Always calling to her flesh wounds.
It was that subpar Reuben. It was just messing with you.
Second action. Battle prayer, come on.
You can use battle prayer?
Good damage, baby.
As you begin to cast battle prayer, she scoffs. She goes, ha! Remove yourself and your gods. She is going to use something called scoff at the divine.
She's going to be a dick, right?
A creature within 30 feet casts a divine spell or divine ability. I looked at this just to make sure I could use this against you.
Oh, come on. Yeah, it does say divine. Yeah.
It does say divine.
Yep.
The Raja Rakshasa has an... let's see where it is. So they pretty much just cast a spell magic at it.
Interesting.
Okay. So in which case, I need to make a... let's see. I need to do a counteract check here.
It'd be against my class DC.
Okay, and just to make sure. Okay. Where's the counteract thing here? I always forget where this is. Is it just the spell attack roll?
Spell attack roll.
Spell attack roll. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure what her spell attack roll is. Very interesting. It doesn't just have it listed.
Hmm.
Sorry. Okay. It is lowered. It is lowered.
Yeah.
But let me go ahead and roll.
Okay.
That is going to be a 30 total.
Yeah, dispelled.
Dispelled.
Yep.
So you go to battle prayer, and she just scoffs in your face about it, and everything goes silent for you.
Okay. Okay. So let me think. This is clearly a reaction.
Yes.
So her turn is coming, right?
She's. It'll be Malus's turn to do whatever he begs you to do, right. And then Kezra, and then it'll come back to her.
Then it'll come back to her, and then she'll get her reaction back.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Benson, next time you're ready to strike, wait for my cue.
And basically, he's telling you when it comes to your turn, hold your action, because I want to combo with you.
All right.
So I'm going to change the rest of my turn now. So I have two actions left. Battle prayer didn't work. I'm going to save that one ability for another time. I'm going to... Let's see. Sacred Defense fails, so I had to wait an hour before I could do that. Gosh, man. Oh, actually, I have two actions left.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Whack.
This is... Whack. All right, the question is, so I spent an action to battle prayer, I spent an action to retch. Technically, I still have one of my haste actions left. Could I use that in tandem with reversing charge? I feel like that's a you call, Jake.
I mean, I guess so. I don't really see what the,
Yeah, it's a strike, so...
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a strike action.
Yeah, yeah.
Then yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to reversing charge to snap right here to be in flanking, so I get that flank bonus.
All right.
And I'm going to roll a nat 20 and end this combat.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Dude, the paladins are doing work tonight.
All right, so pick your type.
I'm going to go bludgeoning this time. I've done piercing a lot, I think.
Yeah, should have done piercing.
Every time.
Oh my god, actually, this is almost as bad. To your thinky bits, the target is stupefied 2 until healed.
Ooh, that's really good. That's very really good. Good.
That's really, really
that's
good.
That's a mischance
okay.
of they have to hit a 7, DC 7, or they lose spells.
Yep.
That's really okay, good.
That's still double damage.
It's super good.
It's still double damage?
Yep.
It's
still double damage.
No freaking way.
That's a huge crit.
Oh my gosh.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 status effects on it right
yeah.
now.
Dude, the debuff shred is the way to go.
Yeah.
The all net 20 strat is definitely a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely the way to go.
31 points of damage.
Oof. Okay, then.
So it's 26, you know, from the crit, and then I got 5 from my death drinking.
Okay.
And I'm going to choose not to move her, and I'm going to I'll snap back here.
Alrighty. Alright, so you go and snap back in front of her.
Incredible.
It comes to Malus's turn. Malus says, fine, if you won't leave, I'll make you all leave.
Oh, no.
And he stands up, and the illusion of the cage disappears.
Oh. That's what I thought, you coward.
And he is going to shoot out a chain lightning.
Ha!
Huh. Oof. I wasn't expecting chain lightning.
Ah.
I'm going to be on the line up my reflex save now.
So it is going to hit. It's going to go after Grimshaw first.
Of course so Grimshaw, it is.
Go after, please do a reflex save.
Yeah. Jake's like, how can I incorporate more reflex rolls? Reflex saving? Oh, no.
Natty one.
Chain Lightning is a very powerful spell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use my hero point because that's a natty 2.
Yep.
All right, so this is what happens. I'm going to roll the dice, and then I'll tell you what happens to see if the hero point was like...
Okay.
See if it's cool or not.
Okay.
Maybe. So... it's for this spell, it's middling roll. It looks like the chain lightning is about to hit Grimshaw, and he panics, and you see that the chrono worm comes to his aid, and he kind of automatically moves his hand, and you see that he blurs a little bit, and he gets a 34.
Okay, regular success.
Okay.
Okay. So let me go ahead and roll. All right, I am going to roll 8d12 electricity damage.
What?
Stop lying, Jake.
And I'll tell you what the total is next week.
Oh my gosh, God.
Nope. Just fry all the bastards in metal armor, I guess.
Well, howdy do. It is Timmy from the DPS. Do you know what is one of my favorite parts about TTRPGs? Dice, dice, and more dice. And if you're like me, if you're a dice goblin who just can't get enough dice, I'm here to tell you about someone we partnered with, Greenleaf Geek. Greenleaf Geek is an incredible dice maker. They have artisanal dice, they have curated dice, they have everything from soft edge to sharp edge, and they have this one set of dice called the Whisper of Roses, very fitting for Grimshaw, that just sparkles and roses inside a sharp-edged dice set. And let me tell you about a special deal with the DPS. If you enter code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD at checkout, you can get 10% off. So head on over to greenleafgeek.com, and when you hit that checkout button, make sure you add on a donation to plant a tree. Not only does Greenleaf Geek save your party, but it also can help save the world. Hey, that's all from me. I'll see you guys the next episode. Bye!